Jacobs is seeking a second two-year term in Albany.
Well, I decided to run for Senate 2 years ago because I really felt that the state needed to be more responsive to the needs of Western New York as opposed to being nearly exclusively focused on the interests and needs of downstate.
His Democratic challenger is Karima El-Bahari. El-Bahari is a small business owner seeking her first elective office and says Jacobs is actually working very well with his fellow Republicans.
They're doing very well in what their job is, and that is to make sure they do not take a vote on anything that will harm them.
Jacobs says he's advocated for policies that are helpful and not harmful for Western New York, including voting down an additional $1 billion in taxes and fees in Governor Cuomo's proposed budget.
Also, we've made sure that the STAR rebate program is not watered down, the property tax cap, which has played a key role in starting to control taxes, has been kept down.
And during his first term, he says he secured an additional $20 million and grant aid for the Buffalo area.
That's for critical services like infrastructure, clean waterways, police and fire, making our schools safer.
At the top of her platform, El-Bahari lists quality education and universal pre-K starting for children at age 3.
We need to start our kids earlier because it's an economic issue. It's also an education issue. So if our kids are falling behind by kindergarten, imagine where they're going to be at fourth grade. And that's an urban, rural and suburban problem.
To cover the additional cost, she says the state could create a new revenue stream by legalizing recreational marijuana and taxing it. In 2016, El-Bahari says Colorado generated $200 million in additional tax revenue on retail marijuana based on a population of 5 million people in Colorado.
We have 20 million in New York State. Imagine if we had an infusion of just that tax revenue on retail. We could funnel that into education very easily.
Jacobs says education was also used years ago by advocates of the New York lottery and legalized gambling.
What did they do? That money from the revenue of gambling and lottery did go to education, and they pulled nearly the exact same amount away and sent it elsewhere. So net-net, there wasn't really much of an increase in education funding.
Jacobs says he's not definitively saying no to recreational marijuana. He just wants to take the issue slow. El-Bahari says legalization could reduce the number of people incarcerated for marijuana use and help cut prison costs for taxpayers. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.